Inside the Gimel, we have a whole new discussion now. In Siman Shin Gimel Sif Chaf Hei, it's discussing the prohibition about on putting makeup, applying makeup on Shabbos. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward over here, that a lady to apply makeup is like painting, it's like a dyeing, painting her skin, and therefore it's also, the Mishnah Berurah says only also Derabbanan. This isn't considered the same way we would dye a skin. a hide, excuse me, I just said a skin, I meant animal skin, not the same concept as dyeing animal skin, a hide, but rather the makeup that's worn by a woman on Shabbos is something temporary, and therefore it's only Durabonim, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The question is going to be, what about this thing called Shabbos makeup? So the truth is, I really wasn't sure how there's any reason, based on what it says here, black and white in the Halacha, that it's usher to paint yourself on Shabbos, how there could ever be a heter of Shabbos makeup. So I went to quickly look what is brought down in the contemporary sources. One thing that I quickly found was that the OK, the nice Hechsher, the OK Hechsher, the OK put up a write-up about it, and in that write-up that they wrote about the makeup, they basically also wrote over there that the only way to allow it is to claim that it's not really stuck to the skin, it's just on it but not really stuck to it. It's basically impossible to give a blanket permissibility like that, because even the powders do stick to the skin, and therefore it also would be considered as if you're dyeing, painting the skin, and they do not allow it. So the only thing I could say about it is that if you will permit it, you're going to have to somehow circumvent this problem of painting the skin by saying that you're not actually putting something on this, something that sticks to the skin. It's rather just sitting on the skin and not sticking to it, and that's somehow not called painting the skin. It's very suspect, doesn't sound so plausible based on what it says over here in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why in that write-up that I saw from the OK, they did not want to give a Hechsher, and they ossered it, at least that specific brand. It says over there that's a master in chemistry or some type of other. Someone who had a master's degree in chemistry or something along those lines looked into it for the OK. He's one of the mashgichim, and he was not able to permit. Sif Chaf Vav says you can't make braids. Your lady's not allowed to braid her hair. Man also, for that matter. Sometimes chassidim play with their payas, and they braid them, so you can't actually braid. You can't create a braid. You could twirl it with your finger. That's what they're. You can't create a braid. Would be for a shetel as well, because it'd be a tikkun mana if you're trying to create something on your shetel that doesn't exist before, and you wouldn't wear it otherwise. This sort of permanent type of structural cult that you're trying to make to your shetel a permanent form would be a problem. Also, combing is a problem, combing your hair, or also combing a shetel to pull out the hairs that aren't sitting well would also be a problem of tikkun mana. Obviously, if it's combing out hairs on a person, that's a problem of goizeh, a different issur. So the only way to do it is to use a soft brush, where you're not going to have a psik rishon pulling out hair. The Mishnah Berurah does say, because of uvdin d'chol, it's better to have a special brush that's called a Shabbos brush, set aside special for Shabbos. There are people who have it. I think I've seen it sold in the stores. It looks like a silver. The back where you hold it is like silver. It says a chavat Shabbos. That's what you call a Shabbos brush. The idea is that it's soft bristles and it won't pull out hair. Repeat to use your hand, your fingers, to strain out your hair. That's for sure permissible. Dama Bez and Simon Dalet Shin. So over here, it's discussion about Avadim. Now, it's very rare. We don't really have Avadim, Bizman Hazeh, at least not that I know of. I don't really know any Jew that actually owns a slave. So most of what it discusses here, we will not talk about, because we don't really have a goy that is being owned by a Jew, literally owned, that he owns them. There probably are some countries in the world where it still exists, but we're not going to discuss it right now. But we'll discuss the different levels of goyim. We have a regular goy, that's a regular goy in the street that didn't do anything special. Then we have a ger toishev. A ger toishev is someone who is mekabel to keep the Shabbos as bnei nayach. He also is mekabel not to worship avodah zarah b'shituf. I'm not going to get into that now, but there's avodah zarah just serving idols, and there's what we call shituf. Christianity is a big discussion if that's called shituf, because it's the Trinity. It's not just the God. some type of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That might be Shituf, according to many Rishonim, it is. So a Ger Toshav is somebody who says that he's not going to do Avodah Zarah and Shituf, he's only going to believe in God, and he's going to keep Shemesh as Bnei Noach. Okay, so then there's also the Goy that's an Eved. We said we're not going to talk about him, but just to get the hierarchy of the Halachas, Min HaTorah, a Goy who's an Eved, meaning they did real Avdus, like the way it's discussed in the Torah, he has to keep the mitzvahs like a woman, okay, meaning his pater from mitzvah to say there's man grom, he has to keep Shabbos. We're not talking about him anyways. We have two types of goyim. The goy known as Ger Toshav, we're not talking about, meaning contemporary halacha doesn't really exist. However, it's good to know that min ha-toyra will be usher to ask a Ger Toshav to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That will be usher min ha-toyra. We only have regular goyim out there, not somebody who is makabal in front of Beis Din to keep the Shemus Bnei Noach. The halacha is that it's only asim midrabbanan. It's only asim midrabbanan to ask a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. If it's a choyla she'em boy sakana, we're going to learn about this much later, then it's mutter to ask a goy to do something for you. In other words, we allow you to ask a goy, because only asim midrabbanan, we allow you to ask a goy to do malacha for a choyla she'em boy sakana. It's also mutter too. It's also mutter to ask a goy to do an issa d'rabbanan for you, but makom atzerich, the most famous is a mitzvah. But makom mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a goy to do an issa d'rabbanan, so we call shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Like I said, it's only really relevant for us today is to understand that the halach of a regular goy, asking a goy to do a malach is an issa d'rabbanan. Sometimes we allow you to do that issa d'rabbanan, but makom chayla she'em boy sakana. That means someone is pretty sick, but not deathly sick. Or to ask a goy to do an issa d'rabbanan, but makom atzarich, like for a mitzvah purpose.